it maybe it fits in. I mean, Sherry and I have chatted a little bit about this because Sherry's background is communications. Mm. And I feel like the other thing that there's a real opportunity specifically to use the volunteer effort or have kind of sit alongside the volunteer effort is having it positively impact the perception that Native mm-hmm. people in Drona have mm-hmm. of the expat community.
No, yeah, measurable.
Yeah.
Measurable, yes. You can ask.
Yeah,
I like that.
I mean, not that that's the primary goal, but it feels like there's some negative perceptions, and mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. to be seen to be contributing, mm-hmm. and I think that really aids the perception of the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and brings it together, makes it more cohesive, and,
yeah.
you know, and we want to be seen as part of the solution, not part of the
problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those.
So,
and that could, with the objectives, those are the ones that can change as we go, because, you know, that's maybe the first quarter, you know, first year or second year, so.
Yeah.
That's a good one to definitely start with.
Yeah.
You know, and how you measure it, we can learn about that later.
Yeah. Well, but I think it's, to me, it's part of this is, as we think about who we pick, like what organizations we pick to support,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
are we getting vibes from those organizations
mm-hmm. sure.
that they want us to help, that they could be helpful in promoting, but like
mm-hmm.
making people aware
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
of expats' involvement.
Right.
So it almost then becomes something for me, at least, that like kind of maybe it like filters through. Because if it's an organization that is like, if you guys show up, great, but if you don't, like, you know, if there's not some sort of I guess enthusiasm and sort of willingness to meet us partway, to me it's less exciting to tee those opportunities up for people in the group to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
That you want an organization that's a bit savvy about its kind of their own PR strategy
mm-hmm.
and that we're part of that mm-hmm. messaging.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm operating without a communications license.
I got a little lost in that, but I understand the overall.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah, and that's a good one to have. That's measurable.
Yeah.
Is there a list of volunteering organizations? Because I started making one on the volunteering page on Guides
yeah.
to Corona, but it's not a many. There's the brigades. The brigade, and they clean rivers and they go to different places every week.
That was the one
that
I yeah, and I thought that would be ideal.
Yeah, which was what? I'm sorry.
It's called the Brigades. I think it's got a longer name officially.
Yeah,
Are
they the ones that had the opportunity that Tessa posted, or was that a different?
No, I think that was at the June Times before.
Okay.
Yeah, there were, but the one before that she didn't get out quite in time. It was had to do the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that one too.
Those guys are very easy to join up. Like I've mm-hmm. gone with my son several times. It's very easy, friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you just, you know, you get over it. Yeah.
How do you find the next one that they're doing? You go on a Facebook group?
I'm in a WhatsApp group. And then I'm going to post them.
How often do they have?
I shall tell you. I have it on silent because it's another group that. They have to do things outside of Juno as well.
It's every week, I think.
Yeah.
But sometimes
they have to do beach cleanups and things.
But if we could get the next one, which is going to be in Girona, and then announce that to the volunteer
group
and say who wants to go, put it as an event.
Yeah.
Put the details.
Yeah, and certainly put it, always coming back to it's the Geronimo Buddy's volunteering group supports us, you know, so that we keep tying it back to the ball. So it's not just another event. Does that make sense? By Geronimo Buddy's? Because you have some great events, but they're, you know, all over. If they see that the subgroup is promoting that through the meetup, then they'll say, oh, I want to find out more about the subgroup and maybe join, not the subgroup, the group.
Yeah,
volunteering the group,
I do think we should have a name, by the way.
That's why
communication
you don't like them.
And it should be something, it can be underneath the Geronimo Buddies, but it should be more about helping expats or
say more. There's like a Catalan, something in Catalan that we could.
Nobody would understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, who's the audience?
No, you're right. But then it begs the question, why don't we speak Catalan?
Yeah.
So, maybe
mislead some of the volunteer groups.
So you're saying like a sub name?
Some catchy name that people will start to identify with, this group of expats that's working hard to integrate itself in the community and do good things. Whether that's cleaning up the river or helping language learning or...
We also talked a little bit like that in the last one.
Whatever
With cyclists and maybe having something that people wear or have on their bikes to show that they comply and know
volunteers out there handing out new rules that the city has, then you have on the t-shirt with the name of the group or you associated with, we're out here because we're that group.
We're volunteers, unite.
But I do think it should be something that wording wise that makes the point that we are nurturing connections, but being local or striving for
works with maybe all the languages. Something that
I don't know what it is.
That's a catchy PC for languages. This is what I always do. When I don't need to think of a name for something.
Well, something with Geronimo Buddies or something like that.
Should
I just do that? If you give me like a couple of hours after this meeting, I'll give you a list of names.
Yeah, we need a name.
Yeah,
and we can deal with that.
Yeah,
and we can all we can ask and do a little survey or whatever. But and use our ChatGPT to come up with something. But we should have something. So
I know, and I think this is maybe the origin of this idea is Monica, maybe it's you, but the idea of you even take it as far as, like Monica's described, like efforts like that she's been a part of, and I guess Monica hasn't been to any of these yet, but she and her husband Cameron worked in the Foreign Service for the U.S., and so they like have been like traveled all over and constantly were moving to new places where they had to like integrate. So she said, like, she's been a part of something where, like, the people literally wore t-shirts when they're out doing their volunteering. So it kind of, again, like, helps connect it back to the group and the effort, and it reinforces it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not there yet, but I liked that idea.
Down the road, I mean, something.
Yeah, sure.
A baseball cap or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
What kind of volunteering things did they do when they
I think like there were things that were about kind of community beautification, like cleanup efforts, like maybe like painting. I mean, probably a pretty wide range. I mean, Monica started doing murals, like painting murals on like metal security gates for businesses.
Her husband was at that meeting, right?
Cameron was there. So, and actually we did a survey within the volunteering group, just a really short survey to see what people's interests were and kind of community beautification and kind of cultural institutions or events were the two things that kind of floated to the top in terms of areas of interest for the group. So I think to the extent that we can pick organizations that kind of align with those interests. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the other great thing about kind of community beautification, like whether it's like river cleanup or park cleanup or whatever, I mean, you don't really have to have any skills, special mm-hmm. skills. It can be something where you show up and just
for a couple of hours.
So it's very low friction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as we think about the organizations, like it might be good to like also, if we had picked like 2, 3, 4, because to me the thing is we should pick a limited number so we can properly support
yes,
and get that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we spread ourselves too thin and we can't
keep it up,
yeah. it's counterproductive for what
mm-hmm.
I think we're trying to accomplish, which is to really show that we as a community can be there to support and participate in the broader genre community.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm not sure what.
So we have to try to find those.
I think so.
Areas to.
And I also think finding some place that's excited about the possibility of us participating.
From working with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tessa expressed, like, I think she was excited by the meeting that you guys had at the Jeunimet, and I think she's excited to, when she's physically able to do more to kind of help go out and, if we need to have meetings with other organizations, she's happy, I think happy to do that.
Yeah. Was there a Juana Buddies meeting with
Juana Buddies meeting with someone from the council, one of
uh-huh.
the Reggie Adoris councillors. And she has, this councillor has something to do with this thing called Juana Cuidad,
yeah.
which is for old people.
Mm.
And then her assistant was there, and it was in a place called La Casa. Which is a place for old people.
Mm.
I just walked past it every day and I have no idea
it's
what it was.
Marilyn had that, the last event that she did, we had the first one there.
Is that the Welcome to Jerome?
Yeah, we had that one. The first one we did, we had it in the Kaisho.
Ah,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
the days. So the guy who runs the Kaisho came into the meeting and he was impressed with the fact there's 700 people in the community, WhatsApp community, and they said, are all these 700 people, they all live in Girona? And I said, yeah, they all live in Girona, but I mean, probably half of them live outside or live in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But like he said that we could have an office once a week there as well. I think, but Tessa's got the contact, so I've got to get in touch with Tessa.
Mm-hmm. So do you kind of have like a base point, maybe, that we could use as a...
He was really enthusiastic and he said that this place is your home and you can, you know, feel at home.
Oh, nice.
But you know, Tess is the only one with the contact.
Could that be used for maybe a base for maybe the new people coming to Juno and being able to find out information?
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like what we were talking about in that meeting. Maybe not so much the volunteering side, but
yeah.
as how
mm-hmm.
to, where do I go or how can I get help on getting my knee in or information about schools for kids or information.
Yeah.
Mm. The only thing is it's not the most welcoming place because you can't enter if you don't work there. There's a security guard
mm-hmm.
and you have to talk to him first and then he accompanies you in. So it's not ideal. I would do, this is the kind of thing you're thinking of, I'd do in a community center.
Yeah,
instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It
so it's very
more
easily
accessible.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
the Centro Civic Ballybell, and there's another one as well, which
yeah,
like
yeah.
the one where you met actually, Santa Eugenia.
Yeah.
Like the guy that Pablo, he says that any of the rooms you can use.
Okay.
For free, so that'd be good. Yeah, there's something I wanted to add before
yeah.
I forget. Like maybe, because we were talking about goals, maybe it'd be a good goal to have at least, to do at least one volunteering thing a month.
Yeah.
And then if there's 1 month when we can't find an organisation to help or to work with. We could just say, let's do a litter cleanup in a park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I passed a park a couple of weeks ago that has a bunch of litter in it, and I thought, you know, this would be another thing that Yvonne would be interested in cleaning up. But for me,
yes, you know what my husband calls me now? The butt queen, because I bring home all those, you know, little cigarette butts or I pick up pigeon.
Yes.
The butt queen. Interesting.
Yeah. So he goes, you go sign the butt group?
Could have been a name of the volunteer group.
Yeah.
Butt.
Well, and something, I mean, I think, or are we just kind of jumping around here?
Yeah.
So one of these, talking about being more selective about what kinds of organizations or things that we connect with, I mean, on here, well-being of others, environment, animal welfare, cultural events, and institutions, I was wondering, well, maybe, whether we want to start limited, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe not animal welfare immediately. But I also thought it would be important to support native businesses, like maybe helping them to promote their business to us, or to help them like with their website. And I didn't know if that would be like small business support or, and I don't know if those people, then I noticed that in your document, you know, we have these people kind of coming, qualifying themselves through an organization. And I didn't know if maybe there is a business organization that these companies would belong to that we could help support. So I'm throwing it out there more as a idea and thoughts about how I can be helpful, and I don't know how to sort of plug that into our framework. In other words, helping someone with their English translation on a website that they're trying to attract, or help them with their messaging to approach people like us and sell their goods and services. So I would just throw that out as a idea. I'm not sure where that would fit in the current draft. And do we need to tweak it for that kind of stuff? Or is that something we wait, do it down the road? You know, I'm open to whatever. But
I like that idea because I think that there's a group of people who have, like, that kind of taps into, like, the skill set that we bring in a different way. I would be excited to be part of something like that.
And there has got to be a small business association around here.
Well,
and I really feel like if we're trying to improve the perception that locals have, we need to sort of identify what their pain points are.
Sure.
So, you know, we know they're frustrated with cyclists.
Mm-hmm.
We know they're, well, I don't know what else we know. We know they don't like...
Airbnbs.
Airbnbs. I don't know what we do about that. So that would be helpful too. I mean, I don't know, maybe Drone and Buddies or maybe Time Bank could do a survey. I mean, I assume that the Time Bank is all locals, you know,
I think,
and
it's
they have that. You mentioned that 20% of your people you think are probably native drones.
Yeah, that was an estimate.
Yeah, yeah, that's a shot in the dark. But it would be, it would be helpful to kind of know what their pain points are, to know how to, what organizations we can support to that hit that. I assume that cleanup and beautification is sort of a no-brainer. The language to help them speak English, I think, you know, is...
There's a thing about the Time Bank, which probably not one of you know, actually. Probably only me and Tessa know, because Tessa not here, but so we signed up Drone Buddies to the Time Bank as like an organization, and then we can log in to the Time Bank website and see all the requests that people are making on there, and also all the offers as well, and we can make requests and offers. But like, if you get a list of all the requests that people are making, it's mainly Catalans who are signed up, and that might give you an idea of what people want.
What kinds of, do you know what kinds of requests? I mean, is it like I need someone to put a light fixture in my house, or is it I need help with what kinds of, I have no idea what's in the time bank.
Yeah.
The kinds maybe of queries.
When I get home, I can do like a screenshot or a PDF and send it.
Are they in categories or buckets or anything?
It's by, it's just a long, long list. I think sorted by date, and it's the most recent one first. And the ones I remember, like, need some people want people to practice English with.
I think we did suggest that. Do you hear, what was his name that came to the meeting?
Oh, is it Pablo or
Pablo?
Pablo.
Did we suggest that, you know, let us know if there's any way, or if there's if he needed a teacher, if a teacher was sick and he needed a substitute
Because that was, I think, James and Irina, maybe, I think the class that they were teaching, they were then going to be away, and we, after the fact, of course, said, like, oh, like, that's a bummer, because we probably could have found somebody in the group that maybe could have substituted for them instead of having to cancel that. I think that's, to me, like, I have a whole kind of question about how we best engage with the time bank, because it feels like such a great opportunity, but it's a little, it's different than just sort of the straight up volunteering. And I think it requires some thought and planning to make the most of that opportunity.
Yeah,
and not to say that we shouldn't, but I guess we have to figure out, do we want that, this group, is that in scope for this group? Do we want to sort of take that on and say, how do we make the most out of that opportunity? Because my perception, and maybe I'm wrong, is that for many of the people in the volunteering group now, they really wouldn't know how to engage or what it is or what to expect. I mean, I was even thinking, should we kind of do like a meetup that is introducing the time bank, but then we have to figure out, well,
what
does
it even
work?
Yeah,
and like,
totally.
What are we pitching here? Because it's, I think,
I mean, it seems like something you consider.
Yeah.
We know it's there. And I was wondering if it would be useful from a research standpoint just to
tap into that. Yeah.
Research, you know, do a survey with their members to understand what.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, maybe the tourism board knows, or I still don't know what shows up, but through the university, the tourist folks, maybe they have a. Of course, sort of survey people. But the time bank does seem different, and it's interesting, but
it's interesting because it's such a great way to get to engage, like one-on-one with Native people in Girona. But I feel like the opportunity needs some explanation, and so far the things that have worked, I feel like that work well within the context of Girona Buddies, is when you can like really communicate clearly, it's this, like here's what we're doing, here's when, here's what you need to do, here's who you need to, here's how you participate, i.e. sign up, show up. Like it's distilling it down to that level. And I feel like right now we're not, the two things don't, we don't have the time bank opportunities to tee up in that way for the Girona Buddies people to act on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, so there's a lot of friction right now, probably friction and lack of understanding of even what the time bank
of how do we start, how do we get involved.
Yeah, because I know that, you know, I want to volunteer, I don't want to, nobody has to owe me anything for it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The time bank is, no.
And it's a whole other thing.
I don't speak
sense to put a pin in it and do our thing until it makes sense. Or
Or someone else can take on that, like some other can sort of say like, oh, let's figure out how we help the Girona Buddies community like tap into and take advantage of and contribute to the time bank.
Mm-hmm. I think there might be some like potential with the time bank, because there was one day when I logged in and I saw a big long list of requests from people, and then I took a
did a screenshot and posted it to the volunteering group. I said, can anybody help with any of these things? And I got two people replied, and there was one girl who said she could help someone with their English, another guy who could help give someone a massage, because someone on the time bank wants a massage or something else, they'll learn about massage. So I don't know what's happened with that. I've sent these two people the details, because on the time bank, I'm sure you got all the contact details as well. So it's pretty simple, like you just copy the phone number, give it to the person who wants to do the volunteering, and then let them get in touch with the person who needs help. And then the other thing is, the way the time bank works is you get, every hour you work, you get an hour back. So you can then use the hours that accumulate to get help from other people.
Right? Yeah.
And I don't know what...
Of course, right as you're saying that, being an American, I'm like, oh my gosh, the liability involved.
I know.
You know, from Girona buddies to be... suggesting someone go, you know, do a massage fix a light bulb, and then something goes wrong, and it's like, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't vet, did we vet the person who...
Our blame.
Yeah, that was one of my points on that. Did we want to get in that framework?
Yeah.
Or that
it's like people model. Meeting people one-on-one, meeting strangers in their houses.
But I wonder, because the other thing that Pablo was talking about was the idea that one of the ways that people contribute is by teaching classes if they have a skill.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like that would be something where we could tee in, like that is a, not necessarily a volunteer opportunity. I mean, that's, I think it's the like you give something and get something back part of this that's a little tricky. I feel like it's just, there's a complexity to it. Not that we can't surmount it, or like it's something that we could get past, but it feels like a little, the administrative effort of it is a bit greater maybe than some of what we're talking about, where
definitely.
We identify a few organizations and it's a like show up and do something kind of opportunity, and we can tee that up. And like, it can also be the case that multiple buddies can come and do it, so it's not that you don't necessarily have the issues that you might have when you're providing, like doing something for somebody more on a one-on-one basis. So, but I feel like there's something there with the time bank. I feel like it's just harder to parse it and figure out how to like make it match with what we've known to be successful so far with Girona Buddies, which is taking the friction out of the process of allowing people to show up and do language learning, or show up and volunteer, or show up and have drinks with and get to know new people. I'm just not sure we're there yet to be able to really take full advantage of the time bank opportunity.
I agree that, you know, like, identify that one section where it was Pablo is looking for three people to teach how to sew.
Yeah.
You know, and probably that, where they can get in touch with Pablo. You know, being that, again, conduit between a need and a possibility.
Yeah, so maybe it's like one, it's a slice of
a slice of
the time bank opportunities, and not getting down to the level of they're like individual people that want individual things and trying to connect individuals.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, for liability's sake, I don't even want to do that within Girona Buddies themselves, because who, you know, knows comes
if
in.
If it's a nonprofit and it's registered.
Yeah. You've had a couple of people who've had to kick out just because, or was just one person.
Because you're American, you're American. American.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't think about these things.
We're all about the managing the risk and liability.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, it's good. There's people thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's something I don't think about.
Okay.
Good.
We'll
keep you safe.
Yeah, we've done a better job of that already, didn't we?
I think there was one. Yeah, there's one guy who had to kick out because. Like misbehavior.
Yeah.
When drunk. But I was like,
who's doing it in public places, so everybody,
everybody
can see. But yeah, there is a that risk to do it.
Do you have a code of conduct?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's one of the, we have this one woman called B, who she made me write a code of conduct. So like one of the first things.
Yeah.
Is I pointed to the code of conduct and I said, okay. Gotcha. So just keep her happy.
Yeah.
It's coming pretty useful actually.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, if someone breaks the rules, I'll just send them a screenshot and say this is a rule.
Yep.
Or
rather,
could solicit the community for ideas about the like specific organizations that they would like to have volunteer opportunities with. I don't know, I'm just trying to think of like how do we get more engagement.
I follow also Som Sostra, that is the charity that helps with homeless people in Girona, and they said that they posted something that the, I think it was the Chilean community, were cooking and providing meals that night for the homeless to take
right.
And I just took a screenshot and I thought that's something, you know, there. I don't know how.
Yeah.
How does that work? How do you get involved? How do you become a group that then can help with that? Because homelessness has increased a lot.
Your thought of soliciting the groups for ideas on content or organizations, as long as you ask and you have the contact. I've heard of, you know, five different ones. I have absolutely no contacts, but they sound good.
Contacts that would be actually get in touch with them.
I just thought maybe like that there could be somebody that there could be ideas that maybe we haven't even thought of.
Oh,
I mean that group has sort of been sitting. I mean, we had the meetup a few weeks ago, and there have been a few things teed up of meeting to clean up like a park or the river cleanup. It would be good to kind of start
on the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Get involved, get hands on.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say is that kind of things start to slow down before the summer. And in the summer period, you know, associations, it might be a wee bit more difficult.
Yeah.
True.
Do you think we should wait and like aim to like kick something off more in September, or does that feel too far away? I mean, I guess we could do a few more things before, because I agree with you, like, August is totally dead, and we might as well not even.
Or could we get the contacts and try and get something set up to start?
Yeah.
And in
September?
And I would really advocate for trying to find a way to survey, again, locals, Catalans, about their pain points and what they think.
Their pain points, I mean, specifically as it relates to the
expat community. What is it that bothers you about the expat community? What are, you know, are you for, I mean, ask them a survey.
Yeah.
Do you have a negative or positive perception or don't know? And then sort of drill down and identify, there's, you know, more trash around. There's, you know,
I like that idea, maybe if we,
and then that's what should funnel, I think, into what organizations you support to try to solve those problems.
Yeah.
So that you're connecting the dots and it's really matters to them versus
what
we
matters.
Care about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's what they care about.
That does feel like the kind of thing that we could ask Pablo to, if he could send something out to the Time Bank members.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see what their profile is, you know, if he has a sense for age, you know, sex, how long they've been in the community. I mean, if he has any profile of those people.
Yeah.
Mm, that's a good idea, but I was thinking we could make a Google form.
Yeah.
Post it in Girona Buddies, but Girona Buddies is like 80%.
Exactly.
Foreign.
Yeah. It's not the right audience.
If you put it in the Time Bank WhatsApp group, because they have a WhatsApp group, there's maybe 300 people in there.
Yeah.
And then if like 20% of them reply.
Yeah.
10%. 60.
Yeah.
Or 30.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Do you want to make a form?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll translate it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Paul will get translated. I mean, are you fluent Catalan?
No. Oh, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Although I would want someone else to look at it. But I'll draft something.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to do that. And then I'll send it
for
input. I'd love input.
Yeah.
I'm sure I won't get it right first time. So, but I do think short, sweet, and identify what the...
Yeah. No, that's a great idea to tie it back to the, to paint the whites.
Mm-hmm. For example, if they say, if the locals say, we really hear the amount of cyclists that are in Girona, why can we then turn that around to to become a volunteering or helping?
Handing out the new regulations on the street, getting
to make
people
it more
out
visible.
There that are cyclists. As cyclists go by, hear the new rules. Have you read them? Mm-hmm. I mean, I see cyclists all the time. We know we're parts of cycling groups of people, I'm sure, who would be happy to take an hour and stand in Old Town, and as the cyclists are going down, handing out the regulations.
And stopping them and saying, you're supposed to walk here.
Yeah, exactly. In the places where it should be done. Yeah. I mean, helping with enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And I like the idea, too, having an identifiable shirt, so we're not just some stranger coming up to you. You're a bad person, and here's someone else.
No, totally. Hey, I'm a part of an organization. I cycle, too, but it's really important. We got to improve our image with people. We're not being great.
So on that side of it, maybe we should also be working on a name, as you suggested, a name that even we have badges or tags or something, or a very simple t-shirt that we get printed easily, that unifies us and to work especially with that area, let's just say it.
Absolutely.
Because that's definitely one of the points I think at the minute with the locals is.
And I think, again, it isn't, doesn't matter what I think, but, and how big of a problem it is, but if they perceive it as a problem, it's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly there is room for improvement.
And like at the meeting in the university, there was the girl that was there from Age in Spain, was it? Is there any way we could get involved with setting up groups that could accompany maybe the older generation of expats that are here in Girona that maybe are feeling isolated or feeling lonely or need help to, go to the chemist or...
Yeah.
But still maybe don't have the language skills.
Expats.
Expats.
That's what I mean. So connecting older generation expats. Okay, so I'm splitting. Yeah, so what I was talking about was training with the locals, but I'm just thinking it's maybe another volunteering opportunity. Yeah, it's a volunteering opportunity.
Yeah.
Super.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
There's this one woman who I was talking to about age in Spain, and she was telling me this. I have five different ways you can volunteer.
Oh, wow.
And I've forgotten what they are, but one of them is that you can talk to someone once a week on the phone.
Okay.
Just to stop them from getting lonely.
Yeah.
But there was there were four, but I've got them written down on my laptop. But that would be an easy way to.
Yeah.
And then Tessa was telling me a couple of weeks ago that Age in Spain have ran out of funding and they might not be able to carry on.
Oh,
so,
no.
But that's, but it might be good news for us, because then we could fill a gap, which would be unfilled.
Well, and I think if we start with the survey, find out the needs, and then find the organizations, I think it'll, then you're setting up the framework for a committee to at least be able to say, yes, that fits, no, that doesn't fit, good idea, but it's not really what we're trying to do here, and then you can get to a point where you can help other expats when it's so successful, but starting out, maybe it's more targeted.
Well, I could contact the brigade group, the WhatsApp group, and ask them, would they be interested in a group of experts coming to help out on a regular, semi-regular basis.
Yeah, that would be great.
How'd you get added to the WhatsApp group? I guess you just turn up and then ask the guy who runs it if you can add it. Okay.
So you said
I ended up on television my son and I ended up, we went, the second time we were down at the river behind the hospital and David Dres were there and they came over and they recorded it, they were asking me, interviewing me, so I was speaking and we were on the television, so.
Can you imagine if we were all wearing Drona Buddy's t-shirts?
Exactly.
And then David Dres exactly. Then, and then, oh man, didn't have publicity from that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be really good. Like, I think that the brigades would be the perfect place to start because it's something easy. And I thought it was picking stuff out of rivers and that you need to bring boots and you need to. But actually, like, just only one guy who picks stuff out of rivers. Everyone else just picks up
boots. We're arrived. They do have gloves and they give you bags and you can bring your own. But
yeah.
You don't need any special equipment. You're not getting knee deep in rivers if you don't want to, and it's safe.
Yeah.
And not always in Girona, but quite often in Girona. So you know, if you don't have, you don't need to have a card if you want to do it.
And I saw that on the last one I did. Only three people went, but normally they get maybe 10.
Okay.
Because their publicity is pretty bad. Because I was looking on their Facebook to find out what the next one is. I got no idea. And then the last one I did, they didn't publicize it. Like, they didn't have any posts to say where it was.
I think we can help them with that.
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking that.
I think that's a, support a group to make them grow because they're going to stay here and not everybody, will stay with Jerome and the buddies.
Okay, I'll contact them.
Can I ask you guys quickly, what pain point ideas you might have? What
besides
issues?
The cyclists?
Yeah, besides cyclists, trash,
language as well.
Okay.
Because Catalans are worried about their language being eroded by foreigners. And they would rather that we speak in Catalan.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Well,
I know
tourism, real estate,
real estate, the prices of people.
Yeah,
and things going up, like the cost of a coffee. Is now a lot more.
Local business is closing, and I guess this is an offshoot of cycling, but like things that are either tourist or cycling focused opening in places of what used to be local business.
Erosion of culture as well.
I was thinking of how, when visiting Catalonia, how are you supposed to act? I mean, yes, you're being polite, but there are some don't try to say hi, how's it going to everybody because they'll think you're crazy. Rather, you say bon dia, or a short list of how to behave. Culturally acceptable behavior. I don't know how to call it, but
And maybe even the handful of, like you said, Catalan phrases versus use Spanish, but besides Messi and Bolivia, but maybe as a rule, we should have more of those.
So it's a good point because when I went to the doctors. Clinic, like the first time I had to go to a doctor's clinic alone, like I walked in and everybody looked up at me, and I just sat down as I normally would back in England, and just sit down. But everybody, I had the feeling that everyone thought I was rude because and then I figured out why. It's because I didn't say
hola.
I didn't say mona dada. Because I realised that because after that, everyone else who came in, they said mona dada. To our room, everybody said bon aire back.
This was a waiting room?
Yeah, it's just the doctor's waiting room.
Oh, interesting.
Because in England, you don't say hello to anybody. Yeah. You don't want to disturb anyone, you just walk in and sit down.
Yeah, of course.
But here, it's rude.
Yeah.
They don't
do that.
Yeah.
Or the kisses. In the waiting room, you do that?
Yeah, like yeah. People will, you'll see people that walk in and... Or even,
I figure
like,
they know each other.
Like, if you're starting your meal in a restaurant and somebody walks past you...
Is he going to be? A stranger walks past you.
And it's like, I think they think it's rude if you don't, like, because like you make eye contact and like somebody's just gotten their food, it's sort of like, I think they think it's rude to not
acknowledge
that and like wish them a good meal.
Or the queue system, you know, it took me a while, you know, to work out that they don't queue up maybe so much. You go into the butcher's and you have to ask the whole room who is the last person to then know who you go behind. It doesn't matter where you stand in the shop, you just know that you're behind that person.
Yeah.
But that was...
That's another...
Do you usually ask? See, he's like, he's a little too. You know, and
I just kind of watch and wait till I think everyone else is gone, and then I'm like...
Well, good to know.
Things. Yeah, there were a primer, I guess, is where I was looking at.
Yeah.
Expat primer.
That'd be good. Maybe it could be a website. Maybe Guide to Girona.
And you mean there isn't one?
Hmm?
There isn't integrating into Girona?
No, but we're working on that.
That was raised by the tourism people at the first, only meeting I went to.
Oh.
And so apparently all of the information exists, but in a lot of different locations.
Oh,
yes.
And so they need to pull it all together.
The thing is, the events happening in Girona, like, this is not related to the volunteering in any way, but like all the events happening are all in different places.
Yeah.
So we're working on it now. There was one guy who contacted me a couple of days ago, and he said the idea of let's make a newsletter with all the events happening in Girona. And I don't think people read newsletters anymore, but it's a good
idea. Girona,
it's missing a lot of stuff.
Doesn't cover it all.
What did you ask?
Which sorry, one? on the Girona Council website, there is a diary, I suppose, schedule of the
If I knew it was the Holy Grail, I would read it.
Yeah.
I can't figure out if there's a source of truth. I mean, I go to all
it is,
different.
It does feel very splintered.
Places to figure out things.
Well, my girlfriend uses the Agenda website, and like just yesterday, she found something on there. It's like an event at a library, free event, whatever, reading books. But it's like so much stuff that's happening in Girona that isn't on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a clue about how to put Girona Bodies events on there.
I don't know how you would do that. I know Mary Lynn got the fair that she did. She put a bit on, so it'd be a way to ask her. Mm-hmm.
Someone going to contact Pablo?
That's true.
Is it Pablo?
Yes.
I'll do that. Ask him if
we can.
If he's a good.
Yeah, but if he's okay to.
And if he thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah.
If his people would know.
Yeah.
Members would.
Yeah.
Well,
I can reach out to him.
I mean, that's a good way to get to individuals.
Yeah.
You know, it seems.
Well, I feel like it's probably, it must be like a reasonably good cross-section. Certainly, like it feels like the easiest population of natives to easily access.
Right. So you'll ask about if we can do it, if he thinks it's so good, and maybe if he has a profile. But
yeah.
Okay.
Knowing that you have to leave, I think we've got a couple of things going for more information. I think we can still do the butt patrol as needed.
Yeah.
Tell me which park it is and we'll
do
that the official name for now?
No.
The butt patrol?
No.
I think that's hilarious.
But in the background, definitely maybe, I don't know, you guys in marketing or things like that, maybe reach out to anybody in Girona Bodies about a name or a logo or something
catchy.
And let's promote the brigade. Let's use that as the first.
I'll try and I'll reach out to them.
Sounds like a good one to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then at least we've got something going.
Yeah.
Still.
And something that's sort of like low, doesn't require like specific skill. Right. It's like showing up.
Right, exactly.
Getting to be outside.
Have a good one. Okay. We'll sign it to you.
Well, and the other question I had just with the document was just the city of Girona as far as the locale and adjacent communities. If it's really adjacent communities, we should probably just identify. I don't know what.
Well, I didn't identify them on purpose because there's, you know, roses out there on the meetup groups, and I'm going like, and the cycling is out of town, so I didn't want to say within a, you know, 5 square mile.
But maybe we should. Maybe it should start small.
Well, I think we can intentionally start small.
Yeah.
I mean, by just by saying we're going to start small and say we're going to do it there.
We're going to keep
it in
Girona, and then maybe if like the brigade had something where they're going to like do something in Sora.
Right.
Like we could like float that balloon to the group and see.
Yeah, exactly.
Like basically don't promise anything to them, but
with
a group like that, that's sort of like if we already have an existing relationship and sort of test the waters of if we did something, tried to do something in a community out near Girona, but not in Girona, do we get any takers
from
the group that will go and do it?
Yeah.
I think limiting it to Girona, at least initially, it's a good idea because that's where most people are, and the groups are.
Yeah.
You'd get the most response. Just out of thought, do you think everything should be bilingual, but English and Catalan, and then you'd have a bigger audience, you know, more people being able to understand the messages. But the problem is with putting everything in two languages, it becomes a lot of
Well, that's what you have Google for.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think, I mean, I think that it's important that anything we put out to Catalans is in Catalan. Mm.
Mm.
But putting things in the Girona Buddies group, I mean, unless there are Catalans in the group that would be offended or that you think, then absolutely we should. But otherwise, until we're dealing with the Catalan audience, I wouldn't make it harder than it needs to be. And while ChatGPT is great or Google Translate, you still should have a native Catalan look at it so that we're not doing something stupid.
Because we started getting Catalans joining, a lot of Catalans joining the last week, couple of weeks. I think like one or two of them that I know of don't speak English, but they're in the groups, and there's like 60% of Girona are Catalans. And if there's no, if this is the only volunteering WhatsApp group, like general volunteering, then it could become huge if it's bilingual or even just in Catalan. If Girona Buddies gets really big, maybe they have just two volunteering groups.
English and Catalan. I mean, it seems like for the mission that we want, you know, under the volunteering piece, you could always have this organization that we're talking about, and then you could have other organization, another, or maybe it morphs. I mean, and, you know, it will grow organically. I mean,
with a little help from our friends.
Yeah. But so if you can tease out any of those Catalan people that might be interested in taking the survey, that's always an option too. Even if we get 5 more or 7 more opinions, you know, you always ask them when the time's right, when we have the survey ready or whatever.
You put it in a general chat, what is 500 people, and then if like 20% of those are Catalan.
Well, if you know a Catalan and want to share it with them, we're trying to, you know, write something up that says we know, you know, we're trying to.
I can tell you a list of Catalan.
Do you think the Catalans that are in the group are more likely to be like the spouse of somebody, like of a non-native person? Like, is that, do you have any sense of like what's attracting the Catalans that are joining the group?
Who can't speak
English? What's their motive? Like what, or what their hoping to gain by joining?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? So I think it's the last like week. I put a video on the Druid Buddy's Instagram of the Tempest of Floss.
Mm-hmm. Of what, I'm sorry?
Of the Tempest of Floss, the,
oh, yeah,
the,
yeah,
the Fire Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was then like reposted onto the Tempest of Floss account.
Nice.
And then that's now the most popular post on the Druid Buddy's account.
Okay.
And it had a ton of Catalans coming to Girona Buddies because of that thing, because they saw that Girona Buddies had this video.
Okay.
And joined because of that. And then, like, yesterday I had a Catalan, it was a Catalan meetup, and it's run by a Catalan woman called
Kate.
Oh,
yeah. I really want to come to that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, it's just, the timing is tricky. I need to sort out my schedule. It seems great, though.
It's getting bigger as well,
yeah,
slowly. Or like any of the language practice meetups that we do, like English one, Spanish one, Catalan one, they're the most successful thing because
mm-hmm.
it's just every week, the same time, same place, same day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't talked about that today, but I feel like that's the other. I mean, I don't know if that goes towards if that, how much that helps kind of the perceptions of the community, but again, it feels like something that most of the community could, like, has the skill to do is to participate in. Like whether it's like a like meetup for English learners, and there's other people that we know, like Lorraine is doing the
Catalan,
yeah, like, well, she's doing English on Wheels, which is like a program in, I think, like that's been set up with one of the schools to help give like older kids the opportunity to practice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Catalan. So that feels like a whole other kind of area where German Buddies could really
mm-hmm.
make a big impact is, and I think Mary brought up this, like she's like, she feels certain that there are like all these older Catalan women that have like taken English classes or are taking English classes and would love like a safe environment to be able to
practice. Yeah, yeah.
And so I think she like feels like, wow, like maybe, and I know Mary's participated in the meetup for people, I think English learners. I don't know if she probably isn't now because I know she's traveling, but I think she has.
Did, yeah.
She did.
She's one of the organizers. We have a secret hidden English meetup organizers group.
Okay.
It's like a volunteering group.
Yeah.
But for the English one, it works really well because like every week, or every month, like people just say who can come and organize it that
yeah.
for each week. Then we have a list of people, and because that like hidden subgroup works really well, that's why I think this volunteering organizers subgroup could work well as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm in a group of that's a WhatsApp group mainly for Catalan middle-aged women, and because I just add myself to as many groups I can. And then if I put in there that there's a free English meetup every week, then some of them might go. And
yeah. Well, and there would be great people to take the survey as well to find
yeah.
out what
yeah.
the reception
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they would let me post it because I don't say anything in there. Just,
you're lurking.
Just lurking, yeah.
Yeah, you're not a middle-aged Catalan woman, last I checked, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I can join as a middle-aged.
Yeah, you can join. Yeah.
Trying to help and
yeah.
ask them to take a survey. I mean, any way that we can get to locals would be great. I love that.
I'll
yeah.
try and
that's awesome.
Get you invited somehow. It's called the Spartans.
Okay, wait.
How did you discover it?
It's this guy that I know who I was talking to him about Girona Buddies, and he said, oh, like, I'm in one that sounds like that, but it's for Spanish people. Is it Spanish or Catalan? I don't remember. And then like my ears pricked up and I went, oh, can I join that? Because I always want to join any group just
yeah.
to see how
yeah.
they organize things.
Okay.
And yeah, he...
And so you're translating is just in the WhatsApp where you translate now?
Oh, the their messages?
Yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah, he's fluent in both.
Are you in Catalan and
I can Spanish. Read enough to be able to understand what messages are about.
Good for you. That's awesome. How long have you been here now?
A long time. Oh. 8 years now.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. But my Spanish is worse than my Catalan. Because I'm just gave up on Spanish when I arrived. Yeah. Because everyone was speaking Catalan.
Yeah.
But now, like, thanks to the Drone Buddies Spanish meetup, I've started learning Spanish. Like, I practice Spanish at home. So that when I go to the meetup, I'll be able to express myself better. And I've been learning with ChatGPT. I get it to give me quizzes to learn the past tense in Spanish.
Oh, that's awesome. That's, good for you.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Okay, I'm
I think this is good. I think we've like narrowed it in, have some real next steps. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the transcript and the AI generated summary will do a good job picking this up. We can always add augmented if it's missing anything.
Well, and maybe, you know, if we need some milestones or, you know, let's hope to roll something out sometime in September.
Yeah.
As far as knowing what organizations or at least having identified the organizations by September. Mm-hmm. And then maybe by the end of September having an opportunity maybe by October set up to put, but to sort of take the summer to
get organized.
Get the survey results,
find
identify
organizations.
The organizations.
Come
do
up
some
with a
research
name.
With come up with a name. Yeah.
When I get home, I'll take the transcript and just give it to ChatGPT and say, come up with a name. Come up with a name, and we'll come up with like 10 ideas. And then,
great.
Because this is how the world works now. AI does everything.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Then, you just have to tell it that the name has to be connote. Being a non-native resident, and not using that word specifically, and trying to integrate with local community. Other thoughts on the name?
Well, it's more than just integrating. It's that giving back to.
Yeah, caring, helping.
Care, contributing to the community in a meaningful way.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you. Good job.
This was like we made good progress. I think thanks to having the guidelines as a starting point.
Yeah. Definitely.
And they can just be working guidelines. I mean, go in there and as, I'll put it on Google Docs next time. It's just been a link to it. I'll put it in Google Docs. And so the we can go in and change it as we go. New date.
I think it's helpful also that we've kind of said, let's park. Do a sliver of what we can do with the time bank instead of trying to fully digest and make every use of that.
Definitely.
Let's walk before we run on that. And then I think kind of punting altogether on like anything that's about orchestrating connections, like one-on-one connections within Drona Buddies is, I think, beyond the scope of what we want to try here.
Right.
Mm. I think that's my initial idea, was to create a time bank within Drona Buddies.
Yeah.
But I think that could be
this will be, I think just getting like a rhythm where we post an event and we can like reliably get like the right number of people to show up and participate.
Mm-hmm.
And like we get like some goodwill from the organizations that we choose to partner with, and they know like, hey, when we let Drona Buddies in on an opportunity or when we invite them to something, there's a group of people that reliably show up and participate.
Mm. Well, I think the secret of organizing things is doing it regularly.
Yeah.
So
if
you do it once a month or more frequently, then it begins to build up. Because every time you volunteer, you can post a photo and say...
Well, I also think, I bet that once we start and we have like these opportunities and like other people in Drona Buddies sort of hear and they know like, oh, what's this volunteering group? Oh, well, the volunteering group is like twice a month. Like there are like these opportunities and they tell you when and where, and it's something fun and simple, and you get to be outside and you get to like hang out with other drone buddies, and maybe you get to practice your Catalan because there's going to be like natives there. And because I think it's, I mean, a lot of these can be fun opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds ideal to me. That sounds perfect, mm-hmm. because to be able to say, the volunteering group is doing something once a month, yeah. and what are they doing this month? Oh, they're doing this bit. Oh, cool.
And then afterwards, like, they're going to go and have a beer together, or, like, go to the cafe. So it's, like, a kind of combination volunteer, social.
And learn Catalan as well.
Yeah. All in one.
So which part do you find that's really best?
Oh, the park.
Which part?